Gather up your weapons and guard both your brain and your heart, because this week's Discovery falls in love with the undead. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. Well, as the Beatles once sang, all you need is love. And, as it turns out, they might have been right. For the characters in author Isaac Marion's zombie rom-com Warm Bodies, which inspired the movie with the same name, love might cure them of their horrifying curse. Well, the story follows R, a zombie who lives in a long-abandoned airport with a huge colony of his kind. He may have no name and no memory, but he still longs for something more. Then, on a feeding excursion, R meets Julie. As he devours her boyfriend's brain, he's flooded with images of life and love. So he captures Julie and brings her home with him. And as R spends more time with Julie and grows more protective of her, he finds himself changing. Well, told from R's point of view, Warm Bodies is a refreshingly unusual hybrid of genres. On one hand, it's a zombie thriller, with gun-toting humans battling undead predators. There's plenty of action and adventure as R ventures to the humans' overcrowded stadium home in an attempt to keep Julie safe. At the same time, though, it's also a cute romance, a zombie-meets-girl story about the transformative power of love. Mix in some adorably awkward zombie humor, and you've got a fun-filled adventure with plenty of likable characters. Somewhere in the middle, though, the story temporarily loses some of its liveliness. Like R's undead neighbors, it drags its lifeless limbs a little as R obsesses over Julie's boyfriend's memories. And, instead of propelling the story and its action forward, it tends to keep things stuck in the past. It all feels strangely spiritual and completely out of place in an otherwise engaging zombie romance. So is it worth risking life and limb for these unlikely lovers? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Despite a few minor pacing issues, it's a clever new twist on the same old moody undead romance. If seeing the movie left you wanting more, or if you'd rather read it than see it on screen, it's an entertaining treat for your warm, tasty brain. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Warm Bodies by Isaac Marion is 256 darkly romantic pages long and is available in paperback from Atria Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.